This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builders Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Well, today we begin a series of interviews over the next couple of weeks. We're going to be talking to city managers, city administrators, from around Douglas County and see what's going on in our local communities. Lonnie Rainville, first time in the studio and city administrator for the city of Myrtle Creek for how long now?
5 months.
And talk about what does a city administrator do?
So as a city administrator, it is our responsibility to basically fulfill the desires of the city council. When the city council implements a policy or they move forward with an ordinance or resolution, it is our responsibility to basically carry that forward and make sure that it is adhered to by the community and by staff.
Now, what's different, and maybe it's just in wording, between being a city administrator and a city manager? Is there much difference?
Really, there's not much difference. I think it's just the way that the city codifies the role.
And where are you from originally?
So I'm originally from Southern Douglas County. I actually grew up in Tri-City, graduated from South Umpqua High School. Transitioned out of there, went to college, spent 2 years at Oregon State University, transferred over to Western Oregon, where I graduated with a bachelor's in business administration.
And then what did you do after that?
Actually, I moved back to Myrtle Creek, got married, wife of 24 years, two kids. My oldest daughter is also going to Western. She is looking to be a teacher. My youngest daughter is going to be graduating from South Umpqua this year. She's going to be also going to Western. She's going to be studying nursing. So came to back to Myrtle Creek and settled down.
And so did you work in some other areas before getting involved with the city?
I did. I actually worked for the Cow Creek Tribe. I handled several of their administrative programs. Started out in human resources with their UIDC, their business side of things, and then transitioned over into the government and handled governmental programs.
So what do you like about being city administrator?
So I like the interaction with the community. I've lived in the community my entire life, and just being able to do what I can to try and better the community, it's something that I'm just very proud to do day in and day out.
And it's kind of unique because a lot of city managers I've met over the years, city administrators, tend to move around a lot, even, you know, multiple places in the country. Mm-hmm. So it's got to be a different experience to now being working with a city council to essentially lead a city in a kind of a neighborhood that you grew up in.
It is. And I think that's actually what the city council liked about me being taking the city administrator position, is the fact that I'm stable, I'm from the community, I know the people, I know the business community, I know the school districts. And so by being ingrained in the community, being a part of the community, living there basically my entire life, I really think that's what the council was looking for when they chose me as their city administrator.
Now, going into this next fiscal year, I know this is kind of the time of year, budgets are getting set, things like that. Where are things at for Myrtle Creek?
So we have gone through the budget hearing process with our budget committee. So they approved it, and it is ready to go to council, and we'll be taking it to council in June. At that point in time, if they approve it, then it'll be recorded.
And what's the budget process like for Myrtle Creek? What are some of the steps you go through?
So we first have to establish a budget calendar, which we did early on in February, and then we establish what our tax rate will be for the city. City Council will approve both of those, and then we'll start working with our department heads on establishing the operation and the capital budgets for each department. And then once that's done, we put the budget packets together, send out the public hearing notices, making sure everybody's aware that we're going to be having those hearings. And then it goes to budget committee. And then if they approve, then it goes to budget to council for approval.
So how many people live in Myrtle Creek these days?
We have a population of right around 3,700. So it's a smaller population.
And has that shifted much? Did you see anything in the 20 census in terms of much of a change?
We didn't. We have been working with Portland State, which does annual census reviews. And so we actually, through Portland State showed the population being slightly higher than what the 2020 census showed. So the 2020 census actually showed almost the same as what it was in 2010.
And as you look at the next year for city government, are there any some bigger projects or even smaller projects, things you're particularly interested in seeing happen?
We actually have quite a few projects that we're going to be looking at. The first one that we're really starting now is trying to develop a little better web presence. We want to be able to try and promote the city of Myrtle Creek a little better. You know, it really is a fantastic community. We have lots going on. We have the Myrtle Creek Golf Course. We have the Myrtle Creek Disc Golf Course. We have the Music in the Park going on starting in July. It's just a great community, and so really trying to promote that is really what we're going to try and do through a new web presence. And so we're going to start that probably in the next few weeks, and we already signed the contract for that. We anticipate to hopefully have that go live sometime in August or September.
Do you feel like a lot of people just drive past Myrtle Creek and maybe have never stopped in?
We do, yeah. One of the things that we've talked about is trying to drive that freeway traffic into Myrtle Creek. And so as we start to work with our chamber and the business community, that's something we really want to work on, is trying to drive that traffic off of the freeway and into town.
And probably in a different way than just a bunch of pylons.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
So, but that often happens in smaller communities that are along a freeway. After I moved back here many years ago, some of my friends from up north would talk about, oh yeah, Roseburg, that's that place we get gas. Mm-hmm. You know, they come in, they're here briefly, and they don't look around and see more. What kinds of things, you mentioned a bunch of them, but what are some of the things that that maybe a tourist or even somebody that lives in another part of the county might be missing out on in Myrtle Creek?
So, you know, we're really proud of our park system. We have Millsite Park. We have the Gloria Steinbaugh Park, which basically has our, we have a skate park there. We have our basketball courts there. We have a municipal swimming pool. Evergreen, we have done a bunch of upgrades there. We put in new sand into our horseshoe pits. We've created two of the pickleball courts, converted a tennis court into two pickleball courts. And so we're really proud of our park system, trying to get a lot of things for our locals, but also for those that are visiting to take advantage of the park system. We have an RV park there. We're very proud of, and so trying to get people to know that we have the RV park. But we have the Myrtle Creek Golf Course. It's a fantastic course. It's operated by the same people who operate Stewart Park and Sutherland, and they do a fantastic job. They took that over about 2 years ago and have done a great job getting that into shape. So, there's just a lot of things to do in Myrtle Creek.
You know, I think it was last year, maybe a year and a half ago sometime, I saw a presentation somebody did in that golf course area, and the views were pretty stunning.
Oh, they're fantastic, yeah. It is a hilly course, and that's one of the, I guess, attractions, is that you do have these plateaus that you can hit it a long ways and, you know, watch the ball fly. So, but yeah, it is a beautiful course, great scenery off the course.
Do you get much, in recent years, much new construction of homes in Myrtle Creek?
So we have seen small development. I started with the city of Myrtle Creek as the community development director about 2.5 years ago. And we saw a little bit of development going on. We've seen interest in subdivisions coming in. About a little over a year ago, we did do a preliminary approval for a subdivision. Right now I've been working with an engineer for a developer who is looking to put in a subdivision, so we're just looking for that application to come in for the pre-approval. And then ironically enough, I had an email sent to me yesterday from an individual who was looking and asking questions about a 35-acre parcel about possibly developing subdivision. So there's interest out there, and I'm trying to communicate that, you know, if you're interested, now's the time to do it when construction costs are high. That way everything's ready, so that when construction costs hopefully lower, you're ready to go.
Yeah, and talk about some of the historic buildings around Myrtle Creek. I mean, there's some really classic architecture.
There is. Our main street is lined with historic buildings. That's a draw, but it's also a drawback. Many of those are actually vacated and haven't had tenants for a number of years. And so that's one of the things that we're looking at, is ways that we can actually enhance those buildings, hopefully get some tenants back in there, because it's a beautiful downtown. And those buildings are fantastic if we can just get them back in shape.
All right, Lonnie Rainville, City Administrator for Myrtle Creek. More when we come back. The interview, a podcast after one at 541radio.com. 1246 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1248, Lars Larson coming at 1 o'clock. And on tomorrow's Inside Douglas County program, we're going to be talking with Thomas McGregor of Phoenix School. Some things happening there with that organization and going forward into the spring and summer months. A Phoenix School update with Thomas McGregor tomorrow. Lonnie Rainville, City Administrator for the City of Myrtle Creek. How different was it, having been there for a couple of years already, to go from being in community development, moving over into the city administrator role?
You know, there was a little bit of a transition, but really, working with Sean for the 2.5 years, we kind of had a good working relationship, and so I kind of knew the nuances of city administration working with him closely. He walked me through the budget process for the city. I got heavily involved with public works. I knew Jonathan from our police chief, so I knew the functions of the police department. The one area that I didn't know very well was our airport. City of Myrtle Creek has a small municipal airport, and so that was a learning curve for me, was learning the operations of an airport and what we need to do to maintain an FAA airport.
And that airport, pretty small, right?
It is. Yeah, it's just for private planes. We have a few that are there in the hangars. We get occasional traffic coming in, but yeah, it is a very small airport.
And I know a lot of events, though, because of where it is right by the freeway, it seems to be a little popular place for events.
It is. Actually, our airport association does a great job putting on events. The fact this past, I think it was 2 weeks ago, they actually had a barbecue. They did a pig roast, and the funds that are raised through those events actually go back into the airport and trying to improve the facilities at the airport.
So is there a dedicated airport staff person, or is it probably too small for that?
There's a volunteer. We have a volunteer who does all the managing. He takes care of all the grounds. If we need to report, if there is an airport closure for whatever reason, he'll actually do that to the FAA. So, but it is a volunteer who does that for us.
Now, speaking of people involved in the city, how many staff do you have?
We have 22 staff members in the city. We have 7 that are in the police department. We have 7 that are in our public works. We have 4 that are in administration, 2 parks, and 2 in our courts.
And I don't know, since you've been there for quite a while and been around the community, so maybe you don't have anything to contrast that to, but you think about a larger city, it's almost like a family structure when you're that small.
It is. We, all wear multiple hats, just to be honest. Our parks department, if there's something that happens, if there's a water line that breaks and they have to close the street down, they'll help do traffic signs, traffic signals for the road closures. I've had to jump in and help out with a water leak. We just kind of, jump in where we need to. And you're right, it's absolutely just kind of like a family environment.
What are some of the positive things you see happening in Myrtle Creek government?
Well, we are actually pretty stable. One of the things that really was a boost to us was when the ARPA funds came through. Those federal funds have allowed us to do several renovations to the city. We've been able to put roofs on several buildings within the parks. We've been able to purchase a new brush rig for our fire department. We've been able to provide equipment for our police department. We provide them with new jackets and shields that they wanted. It's kind of interesting. One of the new things using technology is we actually set up cameras coming in both ends of town, and they take pictures of the vehicles coming in, and it ties into their computer system. So if there's like an Amber Alert or if a vehicle is flagged as stolen, it'll notify our police of that coming into town or leaving town based on the license plate. So we used funding from ARPA to be able to help us provide these things.
Yeah, it seemed like a lot of communities got the opportunity to do things that had maybe been on their list to get around to eventually, but it never really made the budget.
Yeah, and that's kind of what these things were. And so by allowing these funds to come through and use them to supplement the government budget, yeah, it was really helpful to be able to take these things and kind of check the boxes on things that we normally wouldn't get to.
Now, with all the positives there, what about some of the challenges you're facing?
So infrastructure is probably one of the biggest challenges that we're facing. You know, the water lines, the sewer lines that are in the city are, you know, 50, 60 years old. And so we do experience breaking lines fairly frequently. And so, and you know, the unfortunate thing is those are never happened during the daytime or during the week. Usually it's 2 o'clock in the morning or on a Sunday. So, you know, our public works staff, we and you show them appreciation for everything they do to go out and take care of those leaks when they happen. But yeah, aging infrastructure is a big one for us.
Well, and really a lot of Douglas County is seeing the same thing. Roseburg has got that issue in some of the neighborhoods that are similar age, and so many things shifted with that. And you're right, when they happen, they are never convenient, and sometimes they can be a little costly.
Yes, they can. We actually are in the process right now of having to replace a sewer lift station. The one that is, we're currently, it's on Riverside, is about 40 years old, and we've had a slew of problems with it. And so we are actually in the design phase, almost done with that, to replace that that facility. It's going to be about a $1.2 million project that we have to, for the design and construction of the new lift station. So yeah, these things can be very costly.
What are some of your goals for the next year or so, now that you've kind of settled in, things you'd like to see happen?
Continue to outreach to the community, engage with the business community, the chamber, the Lions Club, the Elks Club, really just to try and build that relationship between city government and the organizations within the city. Communicate with the citizens, really want to be transparent, want to be able to hear what they want to see come into the city, and try and do what I can to help facilitate that, work with council to make those things happen.
How do you feel like the community fared during the whole COVID pandemic?
For the most part, Myrtle Creek fared okay. We had a few businesses that primarily in restaurant hospitality that closed, weren't able to stay open. But for the most part, we did okay. We're starting to see a little bit of commercial activity come back. We've had some businesses license applications coming in, so we're glad to see that. But for the most part, we weathered it okay. We don't have a large tax base that relies on tourism, for example, the hospitality, lodging tax. We don't have a lot of that was lost. Primarily is from the state shares, and then the property taxes where we get most of our general fund tax base.
Speaking of that, what kind of budget level do you guys operate it with?
So we're about $4 million on the general fund, and then right at $17 million for our total budget, which would include the water, sewer, capital projects, streets, and so on.
So a lot ahead. We've got about a minute left. What would you say in terms of just sort of, I don't want to say pitching Myrtle Creek, but in terms of for somebody listening who's never come through town, why would you like to have them come visit, check it out?
We have a lot going on in Myrtle Creek. There's a lot of events coming on through June and July. We have the first annual, hopefully it's the first annual, Brewfest, which will be in June 11th, I believe. So it's a great event that we're going to be kicking off the summer season. We have the South Douglas Rodeo, which will be in June. We have the Music in the Park series, which starts in July and goes through August. We have the Myrtle Creek Summer Festival, which is the last full week of July. Great fireworks show to cap that off. So there's just a lot of activities, a lot of things going on through the summer in Myrtle Creek, and really you know, encourage people to come down and visit us, see what we've got.
You mentioned getting ready to update your web presence, but if people want to see what's there now, what's the website?
It's just cityofmyrtlecreek.com.
All right, Lonnie Rainville, City Administrator for City of Myrtle Creek, thanks for coming in.
Absolutely.
1257 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.